Marathon Red News.
I'm John Scott.
Millions are traveling this Labor Day. Where are you headed? AAA spokeswoman Itza Diaz highlights some of the popular destinations this holiday weekend.
Our AAA booking data shows that people are going to Seattle because of Alaska cruises, Orlando for the theme parks and for the cruises that leave out of Central Florida, and New York City, Chicago, Atlanta, Boston, those classic American cities, as well as Las Vegas and Denver.
Wherever you're headed, you won't be alone, today being the day with the most travelers. Travelers will be crowding airports and highways for end-of-summer escapes, and across the country, backyard chefs will be preparing cookouts for family and friends. President Trump has revoked Secret Service protection for former Vice President Kamala Harris. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with a report.
Former vice presidents typically get federal government protection for 6 months after leaving office, but President Biden extended Harris's Secret Service detail for an additional year. That extra year is being revoked, according to the White House. The move comes just a few weeks before the former vice president kicks off a 15-city book tour promoting a new memoir about her abbreviated presidential campaign. Greg Cluxton, The White House.
A federal appeals court has blocked the Trump administration's plans to end protections for 600,000 people from Venezuela who have had permission to live and work in the United States. A three-judge panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld a lower court ruling that maintained temporary protected status for Venezuelans while the case proceeded through court. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa expected to announce next month she will not run for re-election in 2026. The Dow dropping 115 points, the Nasdaq losing 262. This is SRN News. We're learning more about the Minnesota church shooter.
Robert Westman was clearly troubled. He had been living as a female for some time, going by the name Robin. In videos he made before the deadly attack, he also displayed guns and ammunition magazines on which he wrote such slogans as, quote, "Where is your God? Kill Trump, and Israel must fall." A notebook he wrote in contained an image of a gay pride flag and an assault rifle with the words, "Defend equality." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll of America's college professors and administrators finds that across the board, they overwhelmingly agree that colleges should provide support for students of all religious backgrounds. The study, funded by the Templeton Religious Trust, also reveals a sharp disagreement on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. College professors in red states far more inclined to view DEI efforts as overreach. This is SRN News. Christian-themed curriculum is apparently popular in Texas.
More than 300 Texas school districts and charter schools have signaled plans to use a state-developed reading and language arts curriculum that attracted national attention last year for its heavy references to the Bible and Christianity, according to data obtained by the Texas Tribune. That number represents about a quarter of Texas's 1,207 districts and charters, and could still grow before the state publishes official data in the early fall. But the preliminary numbers offer an early glimpse into demand for the elementary school materials narrowly approved by the Republican-dominated State Board of Education in November. Keith Peters, Washington.
New Orleans will commemorate the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Events include memorial services and a parade. They're planned to honor those who were affected. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.